Hey, it's Herbert, and you're listening to the About Last Night podcast, you slippery little son of a bitch. Oh, it's comedy in your ears, which we all love.
You're listening to the About Last Night podcast with my boy, Adam Ray.
You know, it's always cool, and Bob, you probably get so many of these, dude, but like when you go back, now you have, I mean, when you were doing these IG live game shows and the people that were hopping on, just regular Joes, to see like a grown man with his kid with like eight other kids in the house, how fired up he was to be chatting with you. So fucking cool. But the messages are,
I'm still not used to it. You know my story. I mean, I've told you before in person and whatnot. Yeah. You know, like, I was caddying at a country club fucking. I always say 3 years now, so I think it's longer than that. It's like stuck in my brain, but I say the same time every time. Like, caddy at a club 3 years ago. But I think it was like 3.5 years ago now.
That's so not that long ago, by the way.
I know. Shit happened fast. It's the power of this fucking thing, social media. It's crazy. So, yeah.
First of all, when you get those messages, though, like you know, thankfully, Aaron was like, hey, I saw you at the comedy club, and I said, great show. And you were like, hey, fuck off, dude. Like, the only Aaron I respond to is Hernandez, and now that's fucked. So, like, But do you, when you get those messages, you try to respond as many as you can, or do you just go, man, I put enough content out for the people, like, it's tough to get back to everybody?
I respond to every fucking single person I can, because I believe in the power of one. I believe, like, literally, when I started this thing, the reason I think why I've had success is, you know, I had a product that nobody else had really done before.
Yep.
And also because I was extremely engaging with all my shit. So, like, anytime anybody sends me anything, it's a little more than it was before. But as far as like DMs or whatever you call them, Instagram messages and all that, I try to respond to every single one. Normally it's like rate my podcast 5 stars and subscribe and swipe up and
yeah.
But no, I'll definitely respond. And if somebody says like they're going through shit or anything like that, I'll always do what I can to try and respond. I'm not fucking Leonardo DiCaprio. I'm just like,
attitude. Yeah. But I mean, you're close. Fuck, dude. When you're like flying private.
Really close to being DiCaprio.
When you're really flying close. Private to Vegas, like on the reg with Saquon Barkley and friends, and then just showing up at the front of a UFC fight, I'm like, God damn. I just saw this guy at a fucking bar like 2 nights ago, and now he's a Wolf of Wall Street in it.
And you'll still find me at the bar 2 nights later.
Yeah.
I was good at I built a lot of relationships with some people, and you know, normally I'll just show up wherever they are, and they don't want me there, but I'll be there.
Have you gotten a crazy, you know, I just came off my first hospice. Which, by the way, little known fact, my dad and I watched a shit ton of Jerry Springer right after my stepmom passed. Dude, I cannot recommend that show enough for an immediate turnaround in the mood. The garbage level is at an all time high.
Oh yeah.
And I mean, literally moments after my stepmom has passed, my dad and I are on the couch. We'd watch her take her last breaths, and we're sitting down, and my dad's just like,
I'm sorry.
Well, it's all good. And he, you know, life. And he's just rummaging through his head with all his thoughts. And Trump's on. He's like, I can't watch this right now. And I go, well, let's flip through the channels, Dad. Let's get some sort of a distraction. Springer pops up and immediately just, it's like, he's like, so, Danielle, you want to say something to Dontell? And he goes, yeah. He goes, you've been fucking other bitches. He's like, and that's fucked up. You've been fucking other bitches. And he goes, well, I'm a woman. And then everyone's just like, oh, and then my dad and I just start laughing. I'm like, is this really what's going to get us through this?
Dude, it's the ones that get me are the You Are Not the Father one.
Well, those are just aggressed. Have you ever gotten someone asking you to commentate or narrate over some like really tragic video?
No, but we wanted Joe Buck gig. We wanted that Joe Buck gig by Pornhub. Pornhub put out the bait for $1 million that to commentate a porno for $1 million. And they went after Joe Buck. And I said, listen. There's only one commentator in the world who's going to fake commentator in the world who's going to announce. a gangbang, all right? And that's me, all right? Me and Peter will be the only people that will ever do that. We'd be proud of it. So if the offer's still there, Pornhub, I might do it. $1 million to announce a gangbang. Commentate the whole entire thing.
Did you now, when you started to see that as a potential opportunity, did you start like reviewing gangbang footage and start trying to get like some of the rhythm down? Because look, basketball, the pace is different than football, right? Gangbang, a little different than an orgy or a bukkake video. So you have to really find like which, like the speed in which you're delivering the play-by-play, right?
You know, dude, it's like, it's different. It's like exactly what you said. It's like, it's like NBA. It's like, you know, Curry pass to Thompson. Thompson right side, pump fake. Driving in, you know, and then hockey, you got like a guy like Doc Emmerich who's like, fires around the right boards, back to Krejci. Krejci fires, my goodness. Like, it's fucking crazy. So, pornos, you know, I did, to answer your question, Adam, yeah, I watched a lot of gangbangs, you know, like, obviously. Because I was thinking, like, if I get the call,
we'll be ready.
I want to be prepared. I like to be prepared. So, I went to all my favorite porn sites. I watched a bunch of gangbang videos. Yeah. What I realized is a lot of them, you know, start off kind of NBA type play-by-play level, like, you know, slower. And then as they progress, they get more excited in the gangbang and there's more dicks involved and everything and whatnot. Then we go more kind of Doc Emmerich NHL style.
So it's kind of like, so you would say, is it safe to say that a lot of gangbang videos resemble like 1960s NBA basketball?
That joke was above my head because I don't.
Well, just a slow, like the slow pace, like koozie, koozie over to Auerbach, you know, Auerbach steps in. He's, you know, like just that type of real slow.
And it's like fires back and forth, back and forth. You know, that gets wild towards the end.
Yeah. Wait, so you grew up where again? East Coast, right?
I grew up in Boston, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Actually, grew up in a city called Lawrence, which was actually a very dangerous city in Massachusetts.
Oh, how so? Like what? Murders, sticking knife fights? Oh, okay.
Murders, just murders, left and right. Didn't know if I was outside my door if I was going to get fucking murdered or gang raped.
Oh, Jesus, or both. What do you think, what were people murdering for? Just possessions?
Just
kill
anything,
time?
Anything they wanted. I mean, people were just dropping left and right.
So, okay, so how do you pass the time if you're afraid to go outside?
You know, I was only a year and a half when I moved out of Lawrence, so it was just the first year and a half. So they would have a little baby. I don't know how to answer that question, but
so huge sports fan, obviously. Anyone that grew up in that part of the country, you're not human if you aren't just a fucking diehard of all the sports, correct?
New England Patriots had a good little run during my years.
And then, so you would, I think you were telling me you were at some sort of social function, and I mean, break it down for people that don't know that how this all started, how you became a fucking brand now and social media juggernaut and have, you know, curated relationships that most dudes your age fucking constantly are just lubriderming to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I was at a buddy's house. I'd always done the spiel that I always did. I was Canadian Country Club in Los Angeles, California. Came back from LA to Boston after not making it-ish, whatever you want to call making it. And then I went to a random party at my buddy's house, had brought over some beers, some weed. We went over, shot this music video. He said, "You want to be in this music video?" I said, "Yeah, sure." So he didn't really see me in it because I wasn't really that big of a deal. I mean, he had like 2,200 followers on YouTube, so he was kind of the front and center. And so I was kind of the background. Sat on a couch at 2 a.m, fucked up. This guy pulls out his phone, and anytime anybody had pulled out their phone, I don't do it as much anymore, but I used to put on this voice that you might have heard before. It's this one when I talk like this, Adam. This is the voice. It's not as good right now. It's a little squeaky because I'm in Scottsdale, California, and I'm getting fucking whacked.
You're the mayor of Old Town now, apparently, is what I've heard.
It's horrible here. But yeah, so, you know, he just took out his phone, recorded it, and it went on the internet and kind of went viral, and then from there,
can people find that video? Is it still out there?
One of my earlier ones on my Instagram. Yeah, it's under Bob Mennery. When I scroll all the way down, I didn't pull off shit, and I look like an idiot in it
because I was. So you were just commentating over the drunken debauchery at the party, yeah?
I wasn't. No, I think I was commenting more like, I think I was just commenting a pretend situation. That's what I used to do. I used to go up to random like groups of people and try and show off my craft and just throw them completely off. Like, we'd be in Los Angeles, California, at a bar, And I would just like be with my buddies, and I just see a group of like seven people. I'd be like a fucking robot. I just turn my head and I just run over to them, and I just be like, Brady, shotgun, Amendola, right side, fires complete. And then like they would either look at me like I was a horrific drug addict.
They're like, am I in a Buffalo Wild Wings commercial? What the fuck's going on right now?
That was pre, but yeah. And you know, now we do it.
Yeah.
The bitches are excited now.
Yeah.
But yeah, so no, everything kind of just did these stupid videos. I did my favorite was the video game glitches, which gained a lot of momentum. When like you're playing a video game and like Madden, when fucking Deion Lewis runs into the end zone and he's missing a head. The announcers, they're not calling it. They're just like, Deion Lewis, second touchdown. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute, Jim. He's got no fucking head on. So yeah.
That's amazing. Wait, so you must have started once that video from the party got traction. What, you got friends and people just hitting you up being like, yo, I just, because that happens a lot now, right? People get sent a video and then they hit you up and go, yo, my friend just sent me this. Like, what's the story behind it? Was that happening a lot or?
Yeah, in the beginning it was like, yo, you're like going viral and stuff like that. I'm like, I didn't know. I didn't have any social media or anything like that. And now I just, I mean, it was pretty cool before, you know, I was like walking around like, as a man, pretty cool.
Yeah, know? Yeah. But, now, you just slowly watch the Instagram just fucking just.
I'll tell you what, though. One thing that's pretty hot about having that blue check mark, as you know, Instagram models like it.
Oh, man.
And I've been firing at Instagram models. Because
have you really?
I'm allowed to. Yeah, I'm single.
Yeah. What do you have a – you don't – I saw when you were doing commentary on – Well, you haven't done any for like any, like, have you done it like on a model's like shoot and set? Like, what's your move to initiate
contact?
Yeah.
Yeah. I got that. I got this one out of nowhere. you know, just usually like around 3, 4 a.m., like a you up. That's my thing. Like, you up. Is that weird?
You know what? Keep it simple, keep it clean. And also, like, that's the move that's worked for centuries. So why change it?
No, a lot of times my real game, I guess, is just, I just say, like, what up? That's it.
And then they're in.
And they'll be like, what up? And back. And then I'm like, fuck, what do I do now?
Fuck, I thought that's all it took.
Then I just fire over an eggplant emoji and I just say, you in.
Like, when you got to LA, were you, was it a little bit of, so you came back, obviously, when things started to take off, you were like, now I got to make good on this and try to pick back up where I left off, right? Because there was probably part of you that was like, when you went back, like, all right, well, the fucking didn't work. I tried at least. But then right. Now you see a second opportunity. Was there a little bit of, you know, apprehension because you were like, I already did it. So why would I double dip?
As far as what, like when I went, because I've been back and forth fucking 15 times. I'm like, fail, success, fail. Success. Like,
oh, really?
I've been back and forth a lot. But yeah, so.
Well, then what kept you? What kept you? What was like, now it's time to stay?
What kept me here was like, I started to make a little money here, you know, and then, you know, just had more stuff going on here. I actually like Los Angeles a lot. I don't like the like Christmas here. Christmas in LA, I fucking
sucks. Hate. Yeah, you need actual weather, man. I'm the same way. You know, just Seattle obviously isn't an East Coast winter, but like you got to get the coldness, the fucking layers. You know, it's got to feel like an actual season.
You're not fooling me at the Grove when you're playing fucking Michael Bublé and it's fake snow. You're not fooling me, all right?
Yeah, just because Mario Lopez has 8 scarves on doesn't mean it's fucking December. I have that tattooed on my back above his face. What was the first, who was the first athlete that reached out to you? Because dude, I mean, the amount of people that you get to golf with, first of all, Eisen's like one of my heroes. And so the fact that he's a homie of yours, Rich Eisen, is bonkers to me. But then you got Doc Rivers and Steph, and you're doing videos with Shaq, and Shaq was on the podcast, and Dana White and Cuban. Like, who were some of the first guys that reached out and made you go, all right, I'm on to something. These guys are starting to pay attention, and that's only, thank God for social media, is going to spread like wildfire because you know those guys are sharing your videos.
Yeah, I think Chris Long was one of them. Baker Mayfield, I think, was a guy early that I think that had talks with early. Yeah, I mean, I think those two were some of the earlier guys. The cool moment was the Super Bowl thing. Now, I totally planned it. Like, Chris Long had dropped me on the Super Bowl podium, like, at the press conference day. Yeah. That's when I was like, all right, no matter what happens, I did something right in my life. Like, you know, because he – but I did plant the whole thing. Like, I talked to this person who was going to be there, and paid him to ask a certain question, which was, what's your favorite Bob Mennery video on Instagram? So it really didn't count.
Still, dude, there's so many people there. You got the question. Have you Zapped is something you've been saying for how long?
Zapped, I've been saying for, by the way, I have a cold, I think. I'm getting nervous. Great, dude, I'm getting, I'm getting fucking nervous. I am in Scottsdale, Arizona, and like, you know, as serious as this thing is, we did our 2 months of quarantine in LA. We came out to Scottsdale to kind of
get away for a sec, right?
Get away for a sec. You know, we
get
were
some fresh air.
I was going mentally insane, you know, and
I hear you.
So, but I'm worried a little bit now because I was at a, they're fully open here. And matter of fact, last night I went to a club and, there was a midget dressed as a character in Toy Story. There was two girls and somebody was ordering bottle service, dude.
I think I've had that NyQuil dream.
There was these big ass fucking guys carrying in these girls in this miniature car with a little Toy Story character, like galloping behind him. It was like out of a fucking movie. And I was just like, wow, Arizona does not give two shits about this.
Oh, dude, isn't it great to see that when things start to like resume, it's like everyone's overcompensating, being like, dude, we've shortchanged you on a lot of fun, so it's bust out the midgets and the Pixar characters. Like, we got to make up for lost time. Wait, so you're feeling?
I'm kind of somewhere in between, though. I'm torn. You know, like I think that might be a little too much too soon. Like when I saw these things, I was like, whoa, all right, let's pull it back a hair, guys.
Yeah.
You know?
There's a way to have fun without, I think, blowing all the loads. But do you? So you've been around a lot of people, yeah?
Yeah. I have been around. Like, I mean, Arizona's open. That's the way I look at it. Arizona's open. So yeah, I went to a club in Arizona, and I mean, look at it. If it's one person has it there, we're all going down because there is a lot of people there, and it's tough to. I mean.
Oh, I'm doing shows there next weekend in Scottsdale, and I mean, they're capping things at like
performing in front of nobody, Adam.
Oh, they're capping it at 100 people, but I don't know how many of those people are going to come out to kind of roll the dice. I would like to think, based on what you're telling me and seeing, that
you're going to be, if there's any indication of what's going on here, it's going to be just like nothing happened.
Fuck.
It is wide open here when I tell you that.
You've been golfing a lot, yeah?
I've been starting to bring my game back a little bit. I'm getting ready for the Tiger Phil Brady match tomorrow with the Peyton and all them. We're going to be watching very closely. I'm excited.
So Zapped started what, in high school and college? When you say it as was it what you said to avoid the killings?
I never remember any of the things I say, like as far as timeline wise. I don't know what it is, but I might be the youngest person, not another joke, I'm knocking on Alzheimer's, but I might have been the youngest person ever with Alzheimer's.
Oh shit.
I think I can't remember anything.
Get a sponsorship out of that, right?
Well, you know, I like the way you're thinking.
yeah.
You're thinking there, Adam.
Wait, but that. So that's the name of the podcast, right? Zapped.
We have a new podcast, Zapped. It's going well. Started off a little slower than usual, but we've been pounding a promotion pretty hard. If you do follow my page, you see that everything every 9 minutes is about our podcast.
Yeah.
I'm drilling it into the brains of everybody. And we've had some very cool guests on there that we've been able to secure. I wanted to go big after our Ripping the Goose podcast kind of had a little bit of after the quarantine. And we're doing really well with it. Very proud of our guys.
Yeah, I'm glad that you know, I saw that there was kind of a stop with that, and I was like, well, I'm sure he's just regrouping and re-strategizing to go full, because even the last time we talked and you were telling me about jumping into the podcast form, I was like, yeah, it's a no-brainer, dude. With the relationships you have and the brand that you have and the voice that you have, it's like, and you're so good, even on the lives with regular people, but then when like Shaq and Caliendo in there, you know the buttons to press and how to initiate and kind of set people up to be themselves and to deliver what people love about them, which I think is, you know, and listen too, like that's kind of the main ingredient to like have a good podcast, is to listen and be willing to, you know, make your guests look good, but know when to circle it back onto yourself, you know?
It's called talent, Adam. You know, I think we both possess it. We both possess a lot of it. You know, I think we're both hardworking guys, and I think that, both our shows are going great, and I think that we're going to be competing one day for the number one spot, because we want that Joe Rogan money, if you just saw it.
Give me a fucking break. 100 mil? Good God.
Yeah, I think it's $100 million a year. Don't quote me.
What would you do with 100 mil right now? I mean, that's probably 30 to 40 at the end of the day. What are you doing with that cash out the door?
I would be – wow.
Yeah.
I would probably take my 8 closest buddies out somewhere for the best month of their life.
Get the whole cast of Toy Story. Get every midget on the planet.
I was going. I would have everything. I would just be fireworks would be shooting off every night for no reason.
Wait, for like a month long party or what? Just like a weekend or what?
Month long straight bender, and then it's like Survivor. Who can survive till the end?
Oh, and then holy shit.
Whoever survives at the end gets $5 million of it, which leaves me with 20, which leaves me with 18 because I already spent $12 million that month.
Dude, can I be honest? In the age of reality shows, that's actually a fucking great idea. You just call it Bender, maybe Fender Bender, hosted by a guy named like Sven Fender.
Yeah.
Some like hot Russian guy.
It's just called fucking Bender. That's it. It's the best show in the world. Who can survive? 30 days, you just go fucking balls to the wall. And they have to like eliminate people off the island. Like, then there's the last guy. He just looks like a fucking shriveled up ant at the end of the 30 days. He's like,
but there's like different challenges throughout. So it's like after you do beer pong and then like a luge and then maybe like a beer bong or something, then it's like all of a sudden spontaneous slap fight. So they get like a couple huge dudes out that you have to compete against in the fucking slap fight. And then if you survive that, then it's like get on the elliptical and do 10 minutes, right? Just to burn some sweat, maybe hop in the
hot. Fuck this girl with like the worst STDs in the world, like just nastiest. Like it's gotta be like deeper than that, Adam. I think it's like beer pong sounds great, everything.
Just
beer pong
start into like, it. Right, warm it up.
Yeah, beer pong is like when you arrive on the island, you play, and they're like, "Welcome to the island. How are you guys? You ready to have some fun?" And you're like, "Yeah." And like you're playing beer pong, then cut to like day 30. It's like, ah, like heroin. Like people like it's gotta be like nuts. That's how the show works.
People waking you up with a knife over your head, right? Get the fuck up. Ah. Fuck that chick. Fuck that dude, chick with herpes. All right.
We got to do it. I think we got to make this show. I'm in.
Welcome to King's Guado Hotel. May I have your last name, please?
Good morning, ma'am. Can I help you?
Oh, my. What happened?
Bellmen are clumsy and stupid.
It's not a bellman. You've had this job since high school, right?
Well, actually, now I am the bell captain.
Oh. All right, kid. You ready for check-ins?
I was born.
I think he was going to say I was born ready.
Steve's the captain. Captain Steve.
The closest thing we have to a god on Earth, Gunther Gashamane!
It's worse than I thought.
He's a complete slime ball, right?
Oh, yeah, no question.
Do you feel my foot on your foot?
That's not me.
There's something under the table that feels like a foot.
What are you doing right now?
I'm working.
I got a promotion.
I just lied to Kelly.
Why would you do that?
I don't know, man. I just want another shot.
Sid Whitman worked his way up the ladder and bought the hotel.
He's the boss.
Do me a favor. Take it easy on the bellman, would you?
I'd rather have Crackguard melt my balls.
Take care, boys.
I mean, it's a huge scam. And those girls were in on it, too.
Don't you want to know what our bodies are capable of?
Girl, yes. Oh, definitely. I just work here during the day, but my nights is off.
Let's do this!
Gunther is conning everyone with Spirit Fresh.
You broke into a guest room.
This! He's unacceptable.
He has been impersonating a manager, and that is a felony.
I don't think that's a felony.
He should be fired.
Get set.
Bunch of really real G's burning trees till we low, sitting by 45 like I'm Jordan on the floor. Here we go. Guess the brain is what they say my name for.
I mean, I'm not sure he's ready for.
Shut up, bitch.
With our minds, we begin to urinate, and then, for real, into our pants.
I'm unforgettable.
So when you went golfing with Doc, was it Doc and Eisen?
Doc and Eisen, me and Craig from Craig's LA.
And you guys do this all for charity, or is it like shits and giggles? Like these guys are homies now?
We just randomly, you know, usually if I meet somebody, they either one of two things happens. They either love me or they hate me. And so the people that hate me, we don't usually hang around again. The people that love me, you know, we become friends. So
Joe Buck posted that video of, or I think you posted it, but I think it was when you first met him and he started doing you, I was like, that's got to be a little like notch on the belt where you're like, all right, cool. Definitely like making an impact. One of the best ever to do it is now doing an impression of me, right?
None of it settles in ever, like I told you. I'd never know. Like playing golf with Steph Curry, fucking wearing, like just never. None of it settles in. I don't know. Because I have big goals that I want to accomplish. And I don't like, sometimes, like, I think the moment where, like, I've ever stopped and let it settle in was, like, regardless of how the algorithms work and stuff, because, like, how the podcast, like, I always post, like, ranked here, like, you, it's not really what that is, but I think when I hit that number one spot for a moment, I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. Like, I never thought I'd see it at the top of Apple, regardless of how accurate it was or not. I don't even know.
Yeah.
That was a cool, only like aha moment for like 5 seconds. But the rest, I set very high goals. What do I want to achieve? And I'm not happy until I get there. So,
well, what sporting events do you enjoy commentating over the best? Like, in all the videos, have you found one genre or sport that, like, really that people were responding to a lot? NFL, NBA?
Yeah. You know? Highest engagement is probably through the NFL. NFL stuff's the most fun. Starting to get into hockey, if I just knew more about hockey, I would be doing it every second.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I just don't know enough.
So much action, like, constantly.
Dude, there's no better announcer on planet Earth than Doc Emrick. Like, he is so fucking good. Because it's, like, nonstop. I swear, the guy has to be, like, doing blow every minute in, like, the broadcast room to be able to keep up that speed. Because it doesn't stop, you know, hockey.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Buck is actually, funny story about Joe Buck. I first met him at Pebble Beach. Hammered. Like,
best way to meet Joe Buck.
And we went to a really nice dinner with Kelly James, actually. And, like, he's just a buddy of mine. Does all these, like, freestyle as a musician. I go in, and it's Joe Buck and his wife and a couple other people. And I was plastered, and I went and somehow, I think, drew the seat next to Joe Buck and his wife. And so I was, like, drooling in Buck's ear. I was like, you're unbelievable in football. You're great in commentating baseball, but you fucking suck at golf commentary. And his wife hates me, I think. I don't think she likes me. And I was, because I was like, I'm an ass. Like, I was like, and then I apologized the next day. But, you know, Joe gets trolled a lot, you know, for really no reason. Like, Joe is one of the best broadcasters. Obviously, that's why he's number one at Fox and has a real job, like a real commentating job.
Yeah.
But he there's nobody better than the fucking NFL, Bears, Packers, Sunday, freezing at Lambeau.
Come on.
Snowing, Buck.
Would you go in the booth? You know the way they try to do Dennis Miller from Monday Night Football? I feel like, dude, that's what, especially during this time when the season, when it comes back without fans, which, I'm, you know, sounds like they're doing everything they can to make that happen. It seems like this is the time for all the sports, with basketball, no fans, like taking the top 16 teams, whatever they're going to figure out. This is the time to kind of roll the dice and take some chances and do things. The season is already kind of fucked. And everything is different. So, you know, just adjust based on that and recognize that and go, well, then maybe we get to fucking play with house money. Put Menery in the booth, you know.
Yeah, I don't think it would happen on national TV. I think the way it would happen is if, like, you know, Twitch acquired the rights to the NFL on football, right? So, like, you have to do a deal, I think, through Twitch. So it would be like, you know, we had I think Twitch had access to Thursday Night Football last year. And so anybody could fucking, any Joe Schmo could go on there and fucking commentate a game, basically, on Twitch. So I don't think the leagues will ever take a leap because they just have too much to protect.
Yeah.
But I think that there's going to be ways that are going to allow a guy like me or anybody trying to just replicate the guy who started it, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just kidding. Like, totally didn't. I don't even know what the fuck that was. But because I could give two fucks. Everybody's like, yo, you worried? People are creeping up in your game? I'm like, no.
Who's creeping up?
I'm like, I just don't give a fuck about anything. Like, I'm just, like, laid back and don't give a fuck.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, that's the best.
Through Twitch or streaming service, they'll be enabled to allow that R-rated sports network.
All across the internet, you'll find mean-spirited articles with headlines like the dumbest town in America, the drunkest, the most caffeinated. How would you even determine that?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Each week, I travel to a notorious American town.
So you're the mayor
and the barber.
Yes.
Marber?
That's better than a lot of things I've been called.
And give it a chance to throw down. And defend its reputation.
Oh, okay, definitely scary.
I'm gonna prove what each town is truly all about. This is Small Town Throwdown.
Hey guys, Adam Ray here for the About Last Night podcast. Hope you're enjoying the episode. Man, it's good to be back. And you know what? The best part about being back is sharing the goodies with you, the fans. I love candles, okay? You know from listening to this podcast, we've always had candles living around the apartment and now my new place. And I'm tired of buying the bullshit candles from the store. I want some personal touch. I want something handmade. So that's why I found Hangover Candle Company. That's right. Homemade by a bartender in Fort Collins, Colorado. He's a big comedy fan, podcast fan, reached out, said, I love the pod, would love to send you some candles. I'm like, I'm not comfy giving you my address. He's like, come on, trust me. I was like, all right, let's roll the dice. Boom. Now I've got fucking 40 different flavors of Hangover Candle Company candles in my place. They're cut, sanded, poured, packed, and shipped all by him. And you can choose from over 200 different containers, okay, to build your candle in, and over 40 different scents to create your own smell. You can customize your own scents. Shit, man, they've got flavors like fucking root beer, apple pie, cinnamon stick, coffee, fresh cut grass, hazelnut, lavender, leather, maple syrup, peach, pine, sandalwood, spearmint, sea breeze, vanilla bean, watermelon. Go to Hangover Candle Co. On Etsy, okay? Go to Etsy, type in Hangover Candle Co. It'll pop up the shop, and then pick your candles, and then use the promo code ALN25 at checkout to get 25% off your first order. 25%! Hangover Candle Co. is on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. But again, go to Etsy, type in Hangover Candle Co., find the candles and the smells you want, create your own, and then use ALN25 at checkout to get 25% off your first order. I love candles. They're great for any occasions, bar mitzvahs, circumcisions, fucking weddings, funerals, gender reveal parties, divorce parties, coming out parties, coming in parties, coming parties. These candles are the shit, and they're my fave, and I want you guys to have them. So type in Etsy.com and then type in Hangover Candle Co. and pick your candles and use ALN25 at checkout for 25% off. All right? Start smelling better, start looking better, start feeling better, okay? Because everybody farts, and candles are a great way to get rid of that. And now back to the episode. And when did Aaron come into the picture? When did you get a trusty assistant who doesn't sit up for Mark Cuban interviews?
Can you believe that?
That was fucking great. He's like, dude, I was just through Aaron's body language and eyes, I was like, dude, bone chilling to have a billionaire be like, you sit the fuck up when I'm on camera. I was like, holy shit.
I thought I sat up because I thought you were talking about me. I'm like, fuck, Mark, I'm sitting up more than ever.
Yeah, no,
I hired Aaron, got Aaron on board to probably 4 months ago, maybe. And hardworking kid.
He's killing it.
Says, he's good. Hardworking kid.
Did you work
a little bit harder. We work a little bit harder. You can hear me. But
is there a sports moment that you have? I'm sure people like ask you when you've been on these shows and stuff. Like, is there something that, you know, because you are a fan, like that you, if you get fucked up and there's some certain clips on, or there's a game on, a classic game that you'll watch.
Yeah. You get fucked up.
You know what I'm saying? When you get fucked up in Sacramento and it's late and your second show got out early and you pull up some old YouTube Sonics highlights, you know, and you just get fucked up.
Yeah. That sounds about right. Yeah.
No, but is there like a team or a game that pops up and you're just like, oh, I'm going to sit down and watch like part of this game because I want to relive this moment, you know?
Malcolm Butler interception in the end zone was probably the most surreal thing that's ever happened
in my
life that I can be like, holy shit. You thought the game was over. Pete Carroll made probably one of the worst coaching decisions of all time not to give the ball back up to Marshawn Lynch. Decided to throw a quick little slant route. Malcolm Butler read the defense perfectly, jumped on the ball, intercepted it. And for all you anti-New England fans, you got to watch Belichick and Brady raise the trophy high once again.
That was the worst fucking day of my life. I got to look at my fucking dad, who probably has 10 years left. I look over, he's just like, we're so happy. Curse makes that catch. We're like, they replay the old David Tyree catch, just being like, whoop, it's happening again.
Yep. Oh, by the way, I'm sorry. Did you just hear my phone go off? My bad. It's a text. Let me just see what it is.
Go for it, dude.
Tom Hanks, no big deal.
Hey, I heard you guys got a bunch of little people. I heard there's some little people dressing up as me in Scottsdale. Can you imagine? Dude, there's got to be a world we live in where Hanks hits you up for a Ripper Magoo tank top or something.
Yeah, there are, I have had some cool requests from people who've asked me, with some Ripper Magoo gear. As a matter of fact, probably the coolest person I've ever met through this. You know, you think it's the athletes, whatever. No. The man who fucking sniped Bin Laden in the head.
Oh, yeah. What's his name again?
He just posted a video or a picture of it, a Ripper Magoo hat on his thing. And I was just like, that's cool. The guy who fucking climbed up three sets of stairs with a group of guys and just sniped out Bin Laden.
He broke down the – that episode is still up. Yeah, people
can go get it. That episode is on the old one that we don't pay attention to anymore, but right. Would that might come back. We'll see.
I mean, did he just kind of break down the whole day and what that was like? And did he like look Bin Laden in the eyes?
So actually, that was the first time that I went to a UFC fight. It was me, my former ex-girlfriend, Katie Carney, the one that got away, definitely. By far, the one that got away. Dakota Meyer, who is the Medal of Honor recipient. I always say he won the Medal of Honor, but that's not the right way to phrase it. You don't win the Medal of Honor, you're awarded
right.
it.
Right.
You're like an idiot when you say that, and I've learned that the hard way. I'm like, dude, you won the Medal of Honor? He's like, well, Bob, you don't win it. You know, yeah. I was actually in Fallujah or something. I was ambushed by 200 Taliban. And, it was like a very crazy story. But I was like sitting there. I had him on my left and O'Neal on my right. And I was like, God, I'm either like the safest guy on the planet or sitting next to Robert, I'm probably going to die because he had a bounty on his head at that time. And he was the most wanted man in America. I mean, the most wanted man on the planet for, I think the Taliban put like a bounty on his head for crazy amounts of money.
That is, I mean, is he just walking around? People, do people know who he is? Or does he have a I fucking killed Bin Laden t-shirt? Or
no, beanie or? He does have the t-shirt. He does have that t-shirt on, but no.
Well, they give it to you. Actually, Bin Laden was wearing it, and he's like, if you can kill me, you can wear it.
Dude, that would have been baller if you ripped the t-shirt off and just tore it. Oh, that's what I would have done, dude. Actually, probably Bin Laden's probably not chilling in a t-shirt. He wears one of those robes.
Probably a robe, probably maybe a muumuu or a snuggie. That's a great question, dude.
Imagine on a... Well, very often, they didn't know that they were coming in. So Bin Laden could have very likely just been in, like, boxers and a t-shirt and just been, like, chilling, watching Full House and just been, like, fucked.
Can you imagine? See, those are the details. I mean, look, very fired up that we got him. But, like, those are the details that I go, can't, like, somebody, like, just add, like, the – juice up the story a little bit with, like, yeah, was he sitting down watching season 4 of Home Improvement?
Right.
Was right before he looked to his buddy, be like, you know, I hope at least by the end they show us what Wilson's whole face looks like. Who the fuck are you? You know, like,
right. No, that's what I want to know too. You're exactly right. I understand that, you know, there's certain things they can't tell us, but exactly what you just said, that's the information, the critical information that I think we need to know.
As a Patriots fan, how much did you love when Gronk, who, by the way, I mean, is it as mutual the love that Pats fans have for this guy that everybody in the sports world seems to have.
As far as for Gronkowski being...
Yeah, just being like a fucking giant goofball. Nut
everybody
job.
In Boston is very diehard Patriots. So if you are a member of the Patriots and you provide... If you contributed to any amount of their success, like Gronk did and Edelman and whatever, they are gods in Boston. Like, you know, gods. I had an opportunity to be... Went out with Malcolm Mitchell, Edelman, Amendola one night, and they are like mobbed everywhere. They can't move. Boston, that city.
Not Brady though. Brady will go out to like Sprouts and get like a,
yeah,
get a fucking cabbage, right? Like he doesn't really.
I've never met Brady. I had contact once with him through social media after a clip I did of him through a dodgeball game. He commented on it, which was pretty cool.
That's awesome.
I've never thought about beating off before to another man's comment. Never thought about beating off to another man's comment, but it was
until now. Yeah. When Gronk dropped the Steve Harvey Lego, was it a Lego head during the New Year's?
Yeah.
That to me, like there's a handful of clips that I'll watch like yearly just to remind myself how great it is to be alive. Oprah giving away cars, Two Girls, One Cup, and the Malice at the Palace. I'm like, boy, these are just.
Number two, I've never seen Two Girls, One Cup. I still will not watch this day.
What'd you say?
Watched the first like 10 seconds. I saw like some form of shit. I don't know where it was coming from. It was just dripping and I was out.
By the way, yeah, okay, so you can't handle that.
I can't do that shit.
I mean,
if I see something like that, like I can't eat for like months. Like, because time I go to bite food, like I can't, I think about it.
What if the guy who directed that video directed? What if the guy who, I can't believe I just said
it was
that. What if the guy who had a vision for that film was that?
Oh, there was. There had to have been a director.
Yeah, right?
I don't know. I mean, but like, it was a very well-produced piece that did really well. There had to be somebody there be like, all right, shit now. Open the mouth. There you go. Put the shit in. Good. Hold it. Lick it. Lick it. Definitely. There had to have been that guy there. That video was way too, from what I've heard, way too well-produced. Back to you, Adam.
I mean, the music was great. If you got paid, like,
Thomas Newman did that soundtrack. Hans Zimmer or Thomas Newman? That music was great too.
Thomas Newman, brother of Randy Newman. Wait, which somebody
Thomas
famous
Newman did? Thomas Newman did American Beauty, did Revolutionary Road.
Yeah, Yeah, it did sound very it sounded like Spacey should have been in that film.
Yeah. No comment on that, but yeah.
What
Kevin Spacey learned the hard way after I said posted a clip that said this is one of the men who motivated me in my life, you know, growing up, what used to be, and then it was like I got trolled by a bunch of people because I realized that there was something that happened to him, but I'm not going to get into it.
When you get trolled, do people just, I mean, is it about like a, you know, have you ever gotten shit for like, you know, doing commentary on a clip that's like a clip that people revere and that you're, you know, poking fun at and they're like, this is a great moment? Because sports and comedy has always been this push-pull balance, which is why Dennis Miller in the booth didn't really ultimately pan out because people were like, unfortunately, people take sports a little too seriously, more seriously than we thought, I guess, to wear a little bit of comedy, but you have somehow found that fucking balance, dude. Yeah. And which is why it's, you know, become such a big deal for you.
Yeah. I keep thinking about now two girls, one cup every fucking time. They'll kill you, dude.
What amount of money would it take for you to commentate that video?
How much money to commentate it? I have to sit there and like with the headphones on and watch it.
Oh, you can't make it up. Yeah. You got it.
Exactly. What if that would do? I'm an idiot.
You could probably guess what happened and probably be pretty close, but I think, you know, moment for moment, play by play is probably what they're paying you for.
I would do it for $49.
I will send you the link.
$49.
Is this quarantine like fucked you up? Have you like, just like you said, I was going crazy for a couple months, like, because what, not being able to go outside? You can still do so much of your work from home, but what was truly like getting at you?
I mean, I think the worst thing was having to have my, like, you know, my assistant, I guess you could call him, Aaron, lives with me. So basically we had to, and Scott too. So, you know, quarantining with, and they're actually both, I don't know how the fuck they did it. They just became my co-hosts on the Zap podcast somehow, but I had them sign their life away. So they're good. They're not making any money off it ever. I was just, it was, you know, spending a month and a half inside, and you're so accustomed to having a lifestyle where you're going out traveling a lot.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't, look, there's a lot of people that are going through a lot worse stuff that are, you know, stuck at home with like their wife, you know,
imagine think about that. The two girls, one cup girls. They're like, look, we had this one hit and we were hoping to piggyback on that. And finally they had a website with like actual content they were going to launch. And then,
yeah, but why did they do the same thing again? Why did they do? They didn't do another one.
Just every 10 years, drop another.
You like the Jordan desk, the Jordan dog, but the last shit. The last shit is what it's called. They should do that.
Did you watch that, by the way? Mm-hmm. Obviously, yeah.
But I didn't keep spitting. This is not dip, by the way. This is I had a dipping issue. Like I like to dip.
Yeah.
These are Canada dips. They're a new thing.
What's Canada
like,
dips?
This is not like a product placement thing.
Is it kind of to help wean you off it?
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Canada Dips is a CBD company that started in, no, I'm just kidding. It's like a little, it's a little CBD pouch that I throw in there.
Love I love that.
Like, who is this guy just drooling on Adam Ray's thing?
Yeah. It's fine, dude. Live your life.
Too late for that. I've already.
What did you love most about seeing Jordan, like with the curtain pulled back? You know what I'm saying? Like seeing him just like a gangster sitting in that chair, sipping fucking, you know, expensive whiskey, just talking shit. Look, I'm a Sonics guy. When he laughed in GP's face being like, I had no problem with the glove. I was like, dude, this guy's the shit.
Punching Kerr in the face is a funny story. And then the other one was, I mean, just the way he carried himself was, you know, you just saw that look in his eyes that like nothing was going to fuck him, nothing was going to faze him, and that he was just the best at what he did ever. And I think that commentary, that shut that debate up quickly, who's better, Jordan or LeBron.
Yeah, you know? Dude. I mean, look, different eras, but Jordan trends, is it transfixed or transpired?
Oh, dude, I have like a third grade education. I don't know.
By the way, if you're going to start to say trans anything, you should know how that word's going to finish up.
Be careful nowadays.
he turned the whole league around and made it global. So it's like that to me is kind of case in point. But
and, like smoking cigars like before a basketball game is so funny. Like it's just, I don't know why. Like at halftime,
gambling
like,
with the security. By the way, that guy. You know that if he's not married, he's just talk about the guy who would win season one of The Bender is the fucking curly haired magician that was somehow.
Oh my God, dude. Yes.
I mean, that guy was just like, fucking, you know, he's just getting, I mean, a couple Uber HJs somewhere in the middle of, you know, Des Moines after that.
You ever had all those? You ever had the Uber HJs?
Actually
in the back of an Uber?
Yeah.
Wait, really?
Phenomenal. Just the best way to do it.
Poor driver. Yeah, there's no like thing that goes up.
Well, you gotta unfortunately, you know, there are other people up front. We were in the way back.
Oh.
So it was one of those like, you know, Suburbans and the driver and somebody in shotgun.
Oh, you ride those things to get the Suburbans? Nice. Cool. We're ex little guys. I decided to roll the dice.
fuck you, private plane.
Not mine. It's
no,
not
this
mine.
Was coming. This was coming. We were going to Chappelle John Mayer. And so there were like six. So, you know, you had to, what are we going to get, a minivan for all six? First of all, you can't.
No, you get seven Uber X's, dude, and you just do it like normal people at them. And then you have them all line up like it's a funeral and they all follow each other.
I guess. Yeah, by the way, think about that. People are Ubering to funerals, huh?
Are they now?
Probably.
Right now they have to put the flag in. Does the Uber like have to officially put the flag in there now? It's like, who's this fucking guy in the loop? He doesn't belong here. Get him out of here. I was like, oh, shit, Nancy. That's the mother of fucking guy. The mother of the guy right there. She's all right.
Wait, so what do you – before we wrap this up, and I want to close this out with a real fun bit, but first of all, thanks for doing this, dude.
Oh,
you
dude, know, it's, love it. I'm sorry. Like, literally,
man.
Schedule, but, like, I it's when in Scottsdale. Like, this is worse than Vegas. It really is right now.
And so where are you going after this? You said you guys are staying away from L.A. for a bit, yeah?
I'm going to go to Obama's for dinner, and then I'm probably going to go to –
the Obama's?
No, that was a joke. See, I'm not as good of a comedian as you are. Like, I was dropping all these names before, you know.
I also thought that was like a restaurant because there's Marley's in Arizona, which is Dan Marley's Steakhouse. I thought –
no, fucking... we'll go to President Obama's house. We're going to one-on-one dinner.
I for real thought there was a restaurant called Obama's that Obama invested in after he saw the success of Dan Marley's restaurant and was like, you know –
I think that he's I don't know if he's that big of an ego guy. I don't know if he'd just drop a couple Obama franchises around. I think that's
would something. You open a Ripper Magoo restaurant if things keep progressing the way they are?
Restaurant? You think I'm stopping a restaurant? It's called Ripper Magoo Fantasy Island.
Oh my god.
You want to know what goes on there. It's gonna be fucked out of control.
You gotta buy a season pass.
You get the season pass. I've seen your shenanigans. Wild. I know you can see you're like VIP elite member number one.
Oh my god. Wait, so okay, so you're gonna go where? Back to Vegas maybe?
Tonight? No. Vegas is I'm staying in Scottsdale for a little bit until California kind of opens back up a little bit.
Which is gonna be a bit.
You know, I can't be going back and forth there. I mean, I respect the thing going on.
Yeah.
Still, you know, and so I'm kinda just like came here though to get a little bit of my mental sanity back. But also at the same time, kind of respect the rules a little bit, not go too. Don't want to start launching my cross country road trip yet my cross country tour. After this, I'll probably go to Topgolf.
The best, right?
Topgolf's fun,
dude. If you're still down there when I come down there, man, let's.
When are you
rip that up? June 4th through the 7th. Actually, I'll be there on the 1st.
Be here. I'll be here.
Come on.
And I'll be at your show.
Okay, great. Yeah, fuck yeah, it'll be fun. I got a buddy coming. We do all this improvised music at the end for like the last 20 minutes, and we just make up songs and just roast the crowd. It's pretty fucking great.
Great.
Do you have any dream guests for the pod coming up? Because I know you guys are doing that very actively.
I mean, I would like to have Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks would be a dream guest. I don't know why. Yeah, Tom Hanks does it for me. He's
You got enough to just shoot him a message, no? Just DM him on Instagram?
Yeah, I don't think Hanks is really a big Instagram guy. I mean, Hanks doesn't have his own thing where he's reading it. I think there's better ways. I'd probably go through his agency or something, you know?
Yeah.
But, I mean, I keep talking about it. I probably should just try and call him.
Why the fuck not, dude? I once shot Katy Perry a DM on Twitter when I was fucked up in New York, and she had just been like, just got out of my show looking for something to do. And I was like, yeah, come over to Gotham. See me tell jokes. and she did not respond. But,
Yeah, always the most awkward part about DMing, it's actually happened before. Is like when you have sensed, because my earlier days were like bringing back this interview back to the beginning here, but no, in the early days I used to fire like tons of messages in a row to like get the attention of somebody, and then it's always awkward when you meet them, and they're like, yo, what's your Instagram? Like, yeah, and I'm like, John Wallace, 23. Like, you know, because they'll press it, and I'll have to unsend all the messages, because that's actually a really good thing. Is Instagram allows you to unsend messages, which is a fucking amazing tool.
It does? Oh, fuck.
Yeah, you're late to that train, dude.
Well, dude, remember when you hit me up, you commented on that picture when The Rock commented on my vagina candle thing that was Gwyneth Paltrow, and then The Rock, remember I tagged The Rock and was like, yes, how do you know The Rock? And then he followed me. So then I shot him a message and then it said seen, but no response. And then I was like, ugh. So maybe I should have pulled it back. But he only follows, he's got like 440 million followers, only follows 340 people. I'm 341. So I'm like, dude,
are you still on the list?
I'm still there.
Wow. That's fucking cool. Do you think like if you went out the rock, like, Adam Ray? I mean, he has to.
I mean, dude, I don't know if I'm maybe wearing a Tooth Fairy t-shirt and a fucking, you know, Jumanji beanie. I don't know. Just some, where's sort Waldo? Of a Where's Waldo Cockring. Is there, okay, so I want.
Where's Waldo Cockring? So Obama's tonight, franchise, dinner. What are we thinking? Interesting transition.
If Waldo had just look, he was constantly just ducking out of, trying to not be seen, which that's, by the way, like, let's start asking the bigger questions. Not where is he? Why is he? What's he running from? You know what I'm saying? Like, he's always, like, wearing the same outfit.
Yeah, he's sketchy. Waldo's always been sketchy.
Oh, yeah, dude. Did you read that book? Did you read books growing up, or were you just a TV kid?
I read one book in my lifetime, Shutter Island.
For real?
Yeah. Shutter Island was the only book I ever read. I used to get, when I get assignments to read a book, I just never did and failed tests.
Nice. I read Mein Kampf and the second Goosebumps. All right, so we're going to close this out with if you're down, I found some.
Everybody always asks me that, like, if you're down, I'm like, I'm down.
I know you are. You're a fucking, you're a homie, and you're a great dude, and it's been real cool to get to know you, man. And you're
we've got to know each other. Past. We've had some cocktails together down at
Man.
So we gotta have a continue.
All right, so
are you all right? You see coughing a lot. You okay?
I got the COVID, but I got the new one. I got 20. So
20.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
It's probably weed, dude. That's my one vice that I will not ever shake. I'll go through like 2 or 3 days. So I found some clips, some videos that I'm hoping that get added to the repertoire of the Menery commentating situation. So I'm going to pull one up and let you kind of have a go. Is that cool?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
All right, great. What is your favorite one that you've done as I'm pulling this up? Like favorite
clip that I've ever
done. It's on your page, yeah.
I know you're taking your time to find this clip, so I'll talk really slowly.
Yeah.
My favorite clip that I've ever done, Adam, is probably the Joe Flacco one when he rolls to the right side and he gets jacked up by this linebacker and it appears, Adam, that his head falls off. And so that was the one that Joe Flacco hit. It's probably the best.
Fuck. Flacco is one of those guys that I don't think anybody – ever thought was going to be an actual NFL stud and turned out to be, you know, arguably, I guess.
He's just got signed by the Jets, I guess, right? Is he with the Jets, New York Jets?
Right now?
I think, yeah. If I look at here, I believe that Flacco is with the New York Jets now. The contract details here, I'm no Adam Schefter, but I will tell you. I believe New York Jets signing Joe Flacco to a one-year deal. That is breaking news on the Adam Ray podcast. It came out. Schefter covered it 13 days ago, but we are still on top of our stuff here. And I can guarantee you that.
All right. Are you – here we go. We're in, baby.
Okay.
Here we go.
Here we go. I'm ready. Wow, it is time. We never thought we would do it. Oh, my God. Adam, I'm going to fucking kill you. And as you can see, they are doing some horrible things here. I don't know if, oh my God, Adam, I can't do this, but I assume somebody's taking a shit in a cup and is finding a way inside of somebody else's mouth. I'm not going to look at it, but it is fucking disgusting. We don't know what this girl ate yesterday, but we have any indication. It looks like there's corn involved. Oh my God, Adam, I can see out of the corner of my head. We've got to stop this. Don't add sound either. Don't add sound. I'm not going to be able to eat for months. You're going to be like, oh, Henry, 90 pounds right now. Because he developed a drug problem again. Adam, why are you keeping this on the screen, Adam?
Oh, God. It's done. It's done.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you.
We got to cleanse the – oh, God. Oh, God. Sorry. Oh, God. Oh, God. Let me stop it. Oh, let me
– $49.
Wait. Let me – oh, dear God. All right. Let me just – let me cleanse the palate, all right? Let me cleanse the palate. Can you see? Can you see? Is this clip up? All right. Oh, is this better? Can you see? Yeah. All right. Yeah. Here we go. So give me a little something on this.
What do we got?
You know, God, dude, I'm so fucking sorry. That was tragic. All right, here we go. This one's.
And the street fights are pretty good. Bouncy brawl here. And the kangaroos squaring up here, throwing blows to one another's faces here. As you can see, the left foot might have just hit the little cock of the kangaroo on the right side. But as you know, these two, imagine standing inside your house right now and seeing two. I don't know. That's what I do.
You're amazing. You're amazing.
You got to catch me when I'm not on a bender. Then I do. That's why I have.
No, you're locked, dude. Well, also, you know, this is.
I think the two girls, one cup, one I nailed. That's all I care about.
I'm impressed you looked at it as long as you did. You turned away after about 3 seconds. That's 3 seconds longer than my mom could do. So
once I saw the stuff coming out, I was out.
So people can go get the Zap podcast where you get podcasts. You guys, it's up on YouTube too, but mostly the best stuff, you guys put the best clips on your IG, right? At Bob Menery.
We put the IG, yeah. Haven't really broken the YouTube game yet. It's TikTok. Just got really heavy into TikTok.
1.4 million
followers. I don't follow anyone, by the way. That's statement right there. Don't follow anyone.
What are you putting up on TikTok? A lot of the podcast clips or commentary videos?
I never knew how TikTok works. So there's the platform, and I just don't even look at it. We just repost shit on there all the time. Like for whatever we put on Instagram or anything, we just put it on TikTok. And then one day I looked at it, I'm like, geez, I got 1.4 million followers on here. I should start dancing. So I've been learning my dance moves and trying to get up on that. And I'm not joking. Speaking of shit, there's a pigeon right here that just took a shit next to me. I swear to God, dude.
Are you constantly looking at things in life like that where something happens and then you're like, get the camera, tape it, throw a little VO over it?
Yeah, I mean, look at it. During sports stuff, when it's when there's like the Mason Rudolph incident with Myles Garrett, when Myles Garrett took the helmet out and smashed it over Rudolph's head. Remember that big play?
Oh, yeah.
We were at a bar, like, hammered watching the game, and I remember that incident happened. And, it's like the internet. The faster you get the video out there, the better the numbers are.
Yes. So timing.
What we did was we picked our shit up. I don't even think we paid the bill. We went back and later paid it. But got up, sprinted home, got on those little fucking, like, it was like a trip. She ran. We're like, we can't run any further. It's so far. Like, this little scooters, all three of us, and, like, at, like, 12 miles per hour, all scooted home and did that clip and put it out there. And it reached, like, 35, 40 million people.
Holy shit. Dude, you gotta be, I mean, especially for stuff that has a shelf life like that, you get right to it and it blows the fuck up. You know, do you remember when that woman went viral? She was a CBS news reporter and she was doing a post Grammys thing, and she had a bit and back to you guys. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
They thought she had a stroke. So I am watching that broadcast and I literally live for whatever reason at home on a Sunday night, weren't doing any open mics. This is, you know, early in the stand up. And she's like, and the boy, it was a fun night. Stevie Wonder played this forever pit and Kevin cut for Terrace Taven. Get Bob then back to you. And I was like, fucking, I went to my computer. I was like, holy shit. I ripped the video. I did this whole breakdown of it, basically being like, everyone thinks she was fucking had a slip up and was nervous. I was like, these are real words. So I did a breakdown of like every like Los Terrace Taven, the Heather Pit. I was like, that just means, hey. And I did like definitions. Dude, I put it up that night because I knew the next morning, Monday morning, all the news outlets were going to cover it, right? Today, show everybody. And they did. It was the first thing, my video, when you typed in her name that came up, Serene Branson breakdown video. It got 600,000 views in like maybe an hour and then started getting share on everything. People were sending it to me. And then all of a sudden, I just start getting this onslaught of like, you fucking asshole. Because then they were like, we think she had a stroke. And then everyone's like, you piece of shit, making fun of a live stroke victim. Right. And so then I'm just having this push and pull of like, do I take it down? What do I do? I mean, it was gut wrenching.
That's why I just realized, fuck it, you know?
I pulled it down, put a little marker on there that said she's fine, put it back up. It's got like 40,000. I mean, just completely.
You did go the pull down though?
It was awful, man. I was getting death threats and shit. And I was just from Serene Branson. And I was like, yo, fucking, is this you or the stroke talking? No. And
you went heavy. You went double.
Double down on Branson. But
she was okay though, right? It was not a stroke.
She was fine. No, it was a slip up. Like it was
a little panic attack. I had those once in a while.
Or it was the aliens. It would have been great if they pulled back and there was an alien with cue cards and like a gun just being like, say this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it worked.
All right, Bobby. We'll go enjoy your night. Crush it at Top Golf. Thanks for making time.
I'll post some of my videos tonight of me hammering at Scottsdale for the teaser clip. What are you thinking? Huh?
Like, yes. Yes.
You just wait. You just wait till you see the damage that I do tonight. I'm gonna go wild.
What's your drink of choice, by the way? I know we were like throwing back some tequilas at the bar, but what's your?
I drink everything. I go with a Fireball to usually start every night. I don't know why. I don't know what it is. I love Fireball.
Oh, we did do that. Yeah, something about it, huh?
Yeah, I just feel like you can drink that forever. But you probably won't live long. But
yeah, Fireballs feels like what Lindsay Lohan was just truly at her prime when she was like walking into a spot.
Yeah.
She'd be like, maybe drink a bottle on the way. And that's why she was just so fucking dialed in.
Is she still?
Boy, I don't know. I mean, when I was approaching 100K on Instagram, I asked her to do a cameo making fun of me and congratulating me for 100K. And I thought it was going to be a great fucking move. And I'm like, she's going to call me all these weird names, get a little anti-Semitic. She sends it back. It's just been like, the filter is so off. The lighting's bad. You can't even tell it's her. And she's just like, congrats. Just keep following your dreams. Just a fucking waste of money. 200.
She's doing cameos for 200. Yeah, she's still. She's hurting.
But she's got the beach club in Poconos or Mokonos or fucking Zeemanland, wherever she is.
She's made her money. I mean, the money that they used to get to go to clubs for appearances and stuff when they were at their prime and she was at her prime probably.
Crazy, like, dude.
Nuts, you know?
Insane. Yeah. Probably more than she made on for movies, you know?
No shit.
You're going to Topgolf just free of charge? They're not hooking you up to be there? Give you free balls or mimosas?
No.
Do they recognize you?
No.
Cool.
Nobody recognizes me.
Fly under the shadows like a Muppet performer, right?
I do. I want to be just sleek and mysterious.
Fuck yeah, dude. Bobby, go have fun, man. I'll hit you up when I get down there, all right?
I love you, sir. All right, Adam, take care.
Thanks, bro. See you, bud.